DOT spokesperson Sam Dapsevich says parking in Sitka has been a headache for the state for some time.
Well, our maintenance and operations crew has, over the years, the amount of time that they've had to spend dealing with either illegally parked or abandoned vehicles has increased. They're not really tasked with enforcement for parking, and so we've had discussions with the city about it, and we've come to a point where we needed to make a decision, and so that's how we came out with this plan for an RFP to seek a parking management company.
The city is involved in the conversation because it owns the terminal building, but the parking lot, the runway, and ramp areas are all owned by the state. Paid airport parking by no means is a new thing in Alaska's largest cities, but a relatively new addition to smaller towns. Just last December, Petersburg implemented a paid parking system that could be a model for Sitka's.
A private company locally owned in Petersburg came forward and leased land from the state, and they're managing the parking there. And it's kind of interesting. Theirs is managed primarily through a website and an app. So people pay, and they register with their license plate, and they're able to leave their car there, and the company manages it that way.
The parking fees in Petersburg are modest. The first hour is free. Then it's $1 per hour for 2 to 6 hours of parking. 1 to 6 days is $7 per day, and it's $35 per week. There's no booth or parking attendant in Petersburg. Users download an app and scan a QR code in their parking space or pay at a website. But there's one big difference between the airports in Sitka and in Petersburg. Not everyone spending time at the airport in Sitka is getting on or off a plane. Dapsevich says the department has crowdsourced a plan to manage patrons of the Nugget restaurant.
We announced this on social media, and some of the suggestions we saw were a grace period, which we kind of expect. There's typically a grace period so that people can take care of business without having to pay if it's, you know, picking someone up, dropping someone off or whatever. So there could be like a 1 hour grace period potentially. The other thing that we've seen suggested is, and I remember doing this at the Juneau Airport years ago, you used to be able to validate your parking if you went in and ate at the restaurant. So, that may be an option, too, validated parking.
Since technology has really lowered the barriers to developing paid parking in Sitka, the state thinks a vendor could be in place by April, less than 2 months from now. In the meantime, Dapsevich says Sitkans can ease some of the problems at the airport right now, especially by not leaving unattended vehicles in the active loading zone in front of the terminal doors. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.